This newsletter contains 7 pages, approximate reading time 11 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission Talking Book Services, Summer 2017. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. 2016 Postal Carrier of the Year Award. Paul Spears, Jr. of Ruleville was honored with the 2016 Postal Carrier Award. Mr. Spears was nominated by patrons of the Talking Book Services for his exceptional service. Congratulations to Mr. Spears for helping us provide such a wonderful and much-needed service. So long, cassette tapes and players. The time has come to officially say goodbye to C1 cassette machines and any National Library Service books in the green cartridges. All of our patrons should have a digital player at this point. If you do not, please call us 1-800-647-7542 or 601-432-4116, and we will get one mailed to you right away. The cassette players are property of the U.S. federal government and must be returned according to federal regulations. Increase your battery life. Here's a helpful little tidbit. Instead of always leaving your digital player plugged in, unplug the machine and use it in battery mode. By actually using the battery, you'll keep it working properly. Always keeping it plugged in and never using the battery will only enable the battery to lose life and eventually stop working. Receive newsletter by email? Want to save some trees? Sign up to receive our newsletter by email. Email us at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us and we'll start sending you our quarterly newsletter by email. Book recommendations. Here are some titles that our staff have read and enjoyed. We think you might like them too. The Door into Summer by Robert A. Heinlein, DB16382. Reading Time, 6 hours, 36 minutes. Read by David Palmer. Subject, Science Fiction. Book Reviewer, Margaret. Dan Davis, a great inventor, is betrayed by his girlfriend and his business partner, and is robbed of his business assets and left with only his pet tomcat, Proteus, Pete for short, to confide in. As a final blow, he is forced into a 30-year-long sleep in suspended animation. Awakening in the year 2000, he is determined to pick up the pieces of his life and somehow avenge himself of those who betrayed him. This book has more hairpin turns than a mountain road. Just when you think you can guess what will happen next, there is another curve, and the action builds again. Everything fits in, and Heinlein stays, as always, within the range of possibilities for this story. But there are lots of questions and mysteries to solve. An enjoyable read for anyone that likes suspense and time travel. Love Letters by Kate Ford, DB074184. Reading Time, 10 hours, 54 minutes. Read by Kristen Allison. Subject, Irish Fiction, Festival, Women's Fiction. Book Reviewer, Mary Rogers. Love Letters is a book that is light enough to be an easy read, but still enjoyable enough to keep you interested. The main character loses her job and is then hired to run a small literary festival, which promises to book a hard-to-reach author whom she admires. She finds more than she bargained for with the writer, who happens to be attractive. I enjoyed this book because the writing was inviting as well as amusing. Ford's writing kept me rooting for the main characters to succeed in what they put effort into, both romantically and professionally. The Gamble, Colorado Mountain Series Book 1 by Kristen Ashley, DB0790110. Reading Time, 25 hours, 19 minutes. Read by Emma Taylor. Subject, Psychological Fiction, Non-Rated Fiction. Book Reviewer, Cindy. The Gamble is the first book in the Colorado Mountain series by Kristen Ashley. This story is about two people that are from distinct parts of the world with different thoughts of the world. Nina is from England and running away from all her problems, mainly her fiancé. She rents Max's condo for 2 weeks in the Colorado Mountains for peace and quiet, but Max forgets that he has rented out his condo to her, so they spend 2 weeks getting to know each other. This book is not only a powerful one, but a long one, at over 25 hours. bookshelf feature on digital players. When a book cartridge or flash drive has several books or magazines on it, the user can jump from book to book or magazine to magazine by using the bookshelf feature. 1. To activate this feature, hold down the green Play Stop button for a few seconds. The machine will announce bookshelf. 2. The rewind or fast forward keys can then be used to move backwards and forwards from book to book and magazine to magazine. 3. When the announcement for the desired book or magazine issue is heard, press the green Play Stop key to listen to that particular book or magazine. What to do with defective books? Occasionally, you may come across a book that does not play properly. Your player will usually say something like book error or cartridge error when you put the book in, and it will not play, or the book will refuse to play past a certain point and just skip to the end. If you run into a book that's defective, here's what you should do. First, contact us. Staff here at Talking Books have a lot of support options to choose from, including marking the book for repair in our circulation database and reserving a new copy for you if you want one. We can also take you through some quick steps to see if we can get the book to play without having to send it back. To contact us, you can call 1-800-446-0892 or email us at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. If you are unable to talk to a staff member directly or call during non-business hours, please leave a message with your name, phone number, the title and DB number of the defective book, and a brief explanation of the problem. Second, mark the defective box on the return mailing card. The box is located in the top left corner of the card when our return address is showing just above the hole punch. Even if you cannot see the box, any mark or scribble in that general area is cause enough for our circulation staff to set the book aside for additional inspection. Here are a few things not to do, including, please do not write directly on the cartridge or container. Please do not tape notes to the cartridge. Please do not put rubber bands around the cartridge or container. We really appreciate your help identifying books that need a little TLC. Thanks. Helpful hints and reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in expediting your calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, one must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings or added tape. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use duct tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via free matter for the blind and physically handicapped. The free shipping label is marked on the box. 5. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement by the Mississippi Library Commission. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4116. 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog, http://bit.ly/TBSCatalog. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/ mslibrarycommission/. End of the Reading Light. Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Summer 2017. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, July 2017. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.